Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Boy, you hate to say that's a big win in Game 2 of the season, but the way that game went, Terry, that was a big win, wasn't it?
You know what, Hammy? I don't think I've been in a game in the regular season that you don't feel like it is. I mean, we show up early and we stay late, and that's why we come to the ballpark, is to try to find a way to win. And that was an exciting one. You know, we did some things wrong, but we did a lot of things right. And you know, on a night when, you know, the wind was just galing, and man, there was, man, every ball for both teams, when it went to the outfield, you could see it was just, nothing was easy. And we ended up with a nice win where, you know, again, it's early and you want to get some of those things out of the way.
You know, the baseball gods, it's been said forever, if you try to put somebody in a lineup defensively and think you can hide them, the ball finds them. And I'm not saying you're trying to hide Jose Ramirez. I'm not implying that, Terry. But look, he's not an experienced left fielder. And could he have had many more difficult chances?
You know, I thought the last play of the game kind of summed it up. I mean, he went back and you could see the ball, even from where I was, see the ball hanging out of his glove. But the cool part was the expression after he caught it. You could see the excitement. You know, he pumped his fist, and that says a lot, because I mean, he was genuinely excited that he made the play and we won the game, and it was kind of cool to see that.
He's earned additional playing time, hasn't he, Terry, based on what he did when he came back last year and what we saw in Arizona?
You know what I think we're trying to do is have him be a weapon for us, you know, as opposed to just giving somebody a day off and letting him play, try to find ways for him to get in there and help us win. And he swung the bat really well in spring training. You know, like you said, at the end of last year, he really did a good job. He's had a tough time getting off the starts the last couple of years here, but last night sure didn't look like it. And I was really happy for him because, you know, get his legs under him, let him feel confident, because he can really help us.
Again, I don't like to read too much into spring training, and I know obviously you don't because it is spring training, but Carlos Santana just seemed very engaged in spring, and he just looks like he's having fun, and he's really swinging the bat well.
Well, yesterday was really, on a number of fronts. You know, he hits the ball out of the ballpark. But then after that, he didn't get long. He hit ball left field, left center field, and he ran the bases really well. And, we were pleased. I mean, we're two games in. But, you know, again, if he's going to use the whole field, he's going to do some damage.
Well, and you got Mike Napoli for a reason. And last night you saw why.
Yeah, you're exactly right. He got down in the hole of the count, and he got a pitch he could handle, and he hit it right. That's, for a right-handed pull hitter in this ballpark in April, it's tough, but it didn't matter. He hit the ball so well, and that was good because he's had some really good at-bats the first couple days and didn't have much to show for, but that kind of changed the game.
Does his mindset, is that something that can rub off on other people in that locker room?
Oh, I definitely think so, because if it doesn't, he'll bring you. He'll make it, which is good. I mean, there are players like that on each team that, you know, they make other guys better. And I definitely think Napoli falls into that category.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the rubber match, Tribe and Red Sox, coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.